Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Oh, that was so beautiful. I brought a prize box today. Yes, someone's gonna win this box. I just wanted to show it to you, and then I'm gonna throw it on the ground. It says Severance on the side of it, and it looks like one of those boxes you use to pack up your shit and leave your job. And there's even a big cardboard Lumen, the evil company in the show Severance, and you know, just some random ass items like some coffee that says Lumen on it, and a cocktail shaker that says After Party, and probably the best thing in here is a hat that says The Fugitive, long live Quibi and all the great programming that they have over there on Quibi. All right, so that's what I'm here to do today. Since this is Netflix is a joke festival, I'm just gonna rag on all the other companies and streamers, especially the ones that failed completely. Oh my! Let's see what else it says on here. I carefully prepare all of this. We're coming to you from the Avalon Theater as part of Netflix is a joke festival in Hollywood, California. All right, it's Sunday, May 1st, 2022, at 4:20-ish in the afternoon. It's time for Doug Plugs already. Wow, this show is flying by. I'm going to be going to Chicago O'Hare this week to do stand-up comedy in a nearby club called Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois. May the 4th be with you and me. Oh, I fucked this all up. There's one out in Chicago. That's where I'm going to be on May the 4th. And then on Cinco de Mayo, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies in Rosemont, Illinois, also at Zany's. Oh, and Mother's Day, we're doing our annual Doug Loves Movies taping at Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado. Oh, I'm so nervous about this part. For all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com. You did it! that was, you know, built up by audience members and the weird things that they would add to it over the years. And so I appreciate that everybody, or a lot of you, knew what was going on there. Shall we get the guests out here? Yeah! Oh my goodness, what a lineup. Four of my favorites, three are definitely here. One might be in traffic. I don't know. give it up, everybody, for Justin Long, Arden Marine, Big J Okerson, and Jeff Tate. They're already chanting Tate. They're not chanting Long because he's not here yet. But we're not going to dwell at that. In fact, they're popping champagne over at the bar. And we're having a lovely time here at the Avalon, formerly the Palace. I remember when this movie was featured in the film Against All Odds, starring Jeff Bridges.
I don't remember that.
You're looking at me like you already have to answer questions. We're not at that part of the show yet. This is where we meet all the guests individually and alphabetically and give them a nice round of applause, starting with, directly to my left, Arden Marie! Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. This is really nice to be here in this big, beautiful space.
It's so pretty here. It's a beautiful room.
It's ornate.
It's very ornate.
That's what I would say about it.
I would say it's the champion of being ornate.
Okay. Don't get already started about being a champion because apparently...
We're all becoming champions.
We're all becoming champions.
Yeah, coming out of the pandemic. If you're upright and you have pants on and you're in public, you're a fucking champion.
Look at all the champions in this room. Holy shit.
These are all champions, right?
A bunch of gold medalists out there. Oh, speaking of champions.
Champion.
That's right. Sit on the, there's a hat end and a no hat end.
That's the hat end.
And Justin knows his place.
Hey,
how are you? Hey, Justin.
Hi.
I'm
so sorry, everyone.
No, that's okay.
You're talking about champions. I was waiting for the appropriate time to
call. Oh, you walked in because you heard the word champion.
Yes, and that's what I thought that
that's
was
his cue.
That's really
I've been here the whole time.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the way to do it. Get your own separate entrance. But we'll talk to you in a second. First,
Please.
We got to finish saying hello to Arden Marine.
All right.
Who, yeah, that's all right. she... has what happening in her life right now, now that The Bachelor, Bachelorette, that series, that world is shut down for another month or so?
I know. I mean, work-wise or just as a human being?
Well, you know, what are you doing to fill the time? Because I know you spend hours watching that shit.
I do. That's
and talking about it.
That's how I spend 8 months of my year is hiding in my house, handwriting episodes of The Bachelor. I just did a comedy horror movie in Massachusetts, which was really fun, and I got murdered in it, which was exciting.
Okay, with the spoilers.
What's it called?
What's the movie called?
It's called Onyx, and I get stabbed in the chest.
Oh. Detailed spoiler alert.
I got stabbed in the chest.
Where in Massachusetts?
It was in Lenox.
Oh, beautiful, in the Berkshires.
It was beautiful, and I got to stay in like a haunted jazz cafe, which was exciting.
I wish we had time to talk about that.
You would love it.
But, you know, maybe you can come on Doug Love's Haunted Jazz Cafes.
I love that.
Podcasting is getting so niche. It's crazy.
I love that. I wanted to congratulate you on that.
Oh,
it's such
thank
a
you
hit.
So much. I just start a new podcast every day because it's easy to do. Why not just have all the podcasts? But the gentleman sitting to Arden's left is, it's a rare treat getting to do the show with him here in Los Angeles because he's a New York guy. Give it up, everybody, for Big J Okerson.
Yes.
Oh, thank God they cheered. I felt it was starting to look like I was a homeless guy who wandered into the show. I don't have any movies or anything coming out. I don't even know what ornate means.
Nobody does. It's not a real world.
All right, so I just respond to the questions that come from the audience as I hear them, and that's what I heard. But Thank you for being here. You're doing some Netflix is a joke stuff. You're part of other things in the festival.
Yeah, one more show after this is tonight. I'm doing my storytelling show at the Improv.
All right, what's everybody doing tonight? Can you go to that? Yeah. Oh, there you go. That guy's already committed to being there. This is exciting.
It's sold out.
Oh, shit. Did you already have a ticket, dude? He's already got a ticket.
Nice.
Yeah, he's part of the solution, not the problem.
Yeah, everyone has to have their own Spider-Man's friend. Ah, I wish everybody could see that guy.
Yeah, if everybody could see him, that would have really landed. That would have been good. Also joining us today, and, you know, beat that crazy-ass Hollywood traffic, because Hollywood Boulevard shut down for the premiere of Doctor Strange on Tuesday night. Yeah, they're going to build something strange in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard, I guess. It's Justin Long, everybody!
Hey. Oh, sorry again about being late. So, do you remember the name of the place, the haunted... Because I live not far from there.
It's called... It's not the
gate... It's not open anymore, right?
No, it's called... It's not even there. It's called the Gateway.
Oh, never mind. Okay, sorry. Speaking of that, it was not a gateway to a
It was the gateway to hell.
Sorry.
The gateway to hell.
Sorry.
Yep.
I always like to say there's no such thing as a gateway, but that's about another subject. Justin.
Doug.
What are you doing in L.A., man?
I can't stay away from you. I saw you recently. I don't know if I'm sure everyone in here has seen the last blockbuster.
Oh yeah, the film documentary about the last blockbuster on Earth.
It's so good. It's such a good, and you're hilarious in it.
Oh, thank you.
And you got to go there, and I had so many questions about how was it sad being there? Was it exciting, well, reliving childhood?
Doug loves his trip to Blockbusters, another show I'm doing. And
I'll wait for it.
Really get into it. But yeah, it was, you know, we could talk after, but it was just exciting to be in a Blockbuster. Blockbuster wasn't even my thing when renting videos was a thing. Yeah. I went to like this more mom and pop place that Blockbuster was trying to put out of business. But still the nostalgia of walking up and down an aisle with all the titles just laid out like that.
There's one left.
It's exciting.
It's
in Bend, Oregon, which is also just a beautiful city. So it's just a 1-2 to visit there because you get, you know, go to a cool place, get really high, go into a Blockbuster and fucking forget what year it is.
Did you glaze over that you went to the mom and pop shop because they have a porno section? More likely?
Or that wasn't why I went there, but it was fun going, you know, back and forth with that little curtain. They have a little curtain.
Oh, the one I grew up in.
Closes off that section.
Mine had saloon doors you could bust open like a cowboy.
Oh, yeah. With your dick.
Oh, what a day that was.
Like the, you know, the pantsless chaps, is that what they call them? And the studded boots kicking that saloon door down and saying, where's the porn?
Yeah. Daddy's horny.
Yeah. No, it tends to be like the quietest part of the store. I mean, it's all very quiet in there. It's very library-like inside a video store. But
and you have to have a face on. You're like, what is this? Do people do this even? That's crazy.
Yeah. What's back here? Is this where the kids stuff at?
I'm looking for the bathroom. Oh, it's not here.
The kid.
What is here? My brother did that. There's a Woody Allen movie where he does that, where he goes and buys a bunch of, he's trying to buy a porn. Do you remember that? It's played against. And he buys like Time and all of these other ones. You know, he's like, yeah, guess I'll get this one and, you know, get a Newsweek and see what's going on. And then he said, yeah, maybe this one. And so he grabs the porno and at the end they do a price check on it. They're like, sorry, price check on orgasm. This gentleman's trying to buy an orgasm. It's a very funny scene.
Yeah, he's so embarrassed when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah.
But thank you for being here, Justin.
Sorry I brought up Woody Allen right away.
All right. You were mentioned in the last episode of the show because Martha Kelly is a huge Alvin and the Chipmunks fan. And she's not, it's not a joke. She loves the Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I'll tell you who else does, not to brag, to chipmunk brag, Lil Nas X.
Wow.
And do you know how I know this? Because two Sundays ago, I was we had a little barbecue, my girlfriend and I threw a thing, and we had family over, and so I was doing busy with family stuff, and I got a call from a Miami area code. Hi, this is And I'm Lil Nas X's manager. It's kind of frenzied, a little like they're stressed out. And I knew it wasn't a joke for some reason. I looked even though I didn't know the number. And they said, yes, Lil Nas X. And I just started laughing. It's a crazy call to get. And apparently, he's a huge Alvin and the Chipmunks fan, and it was his birthday that day. And he had tweeted out that he wants a big... he said, if my, something like, don't quote me on, don't Lil Nas, if it was like, if my representatives don't get me an Alvin and the Chipmunks theme birthday today, I'll be very sad.
Oh.
He said this, and so they were, that's all the information they had. These reps, from a tweet, I think. And so the manager was kind of like, you know, running around trying to figure out how to accomplish this. And so she said, well, can you do something? Like, I said, well, I don't know what, you know, I can't. It'd be weird to make. I wouldn't make an appearance. I wouldn't know what to do. And I said, also, those that was done with a, you know, my, it's not my voice. They digitized it. And she said, well, you know, anything you can do, whatever. She seemed, and so I made a video. I really thought about it. And I thought, well, I should do something. And I felt kind of flattered that this like big millennial star, you know, wanted something I did. And so I made a little video. Hi, Lil Nas, this is Lil Justin Long, you know, whatever. And then I found an app that can that pitches your voice up like a chipmunk. And so I recorded, I sang him, happy birthday. I sang the whole song. Happy birthday, Lil Nas, you know. And yeah, I did one, my girlfriend did one. She got into it. She was like, let's do it. So I'll be one of the chipettes, you know. And I never heard back.
Wow.
Never.
That's not, power. That's yeah. Power.
Power. That's lit. That's
why,
not little
why
power.
Why didn't he mention you when he's accepting those Grammys? What the fuck?
Yeah, I did a whole thing. I'm really desperate. What do people say? Like thirsty. I was thirsty for Lil Nas X.
Gays. They're just like us, huh?
Yeah. Was that in reference to me? Because, yes, I'm not insulted, if that is the case.
Maybe he preferred the one he got from Neil Patrick Harris. Was he ever in one of those?
No, I don't quite get.
Oh, he was in. What was he in? He was in something with.
Oh, I'm sure.
Was he in Hop? Was he in the one with the bunny rabbit?
No, but my brother was. He was in Garfield, maybe. People should know.
No.
No. Smurfs.
No. Smurfs. That's it. Yeah.
Anyway.
He was in the Smurfs. I'm sorry, did I confuse those films?
Yes, they're both okay. I'm with that, I'm sure.
Well, sorry, Jeff Tate, we're out of time. You know, the getting to know you part of the show isn't really that important in the long run. Like, everybody loves you already anyway. They were chanting your name earlier. It's very easy to get a Tate going.
They're not saying Tate.
Wink.
I'm going to wink in case people are listening.
What a weird... Just going somewhere and chanting hate would be so weird. Like, could you be more specific?
Was that an insult when you were a kid, Taint? Would they say Jeff Taint?
No, I don't think that was a word till I was hearing it. Like, no one said that word. It didn't mean anything till like 2005.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Yeah,
Taint really came on strong for some reason. I don't know why.
I remember the first time I heard it, I was so excited. It's such a funny word. Like,
no.
Taint is so great. As a
word. Well,
I
it kind of taints the word, actually.
Yeah, and I remember this boy explained, taint your ass, taint your balls.
Yes.
You're taint.
The etymology of it. Yeah.
That was my genius. Yeah.
My mom was a teacher, was a middle school teacher for many years, and she'd come home and that was one of the words. She goes, I know the kids are saying a bad word, but I don't know what it is because I've never heard it. And so that was one of them. And one day she came home and she said, they've been saying this word, and we'd say, well, what was the word? And she goes, I don't remember. It was like quiche.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded like quiche. That's how I. And we thought, oh, boy.
Real men don't eat quiche.
Yeah.
Also a great word.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Hello.
You can't use quiche to start off a Wordle, though, because it's six letters. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm doing all right.
You were counting
what happened
up
to
the
my
letters
voice?
In quiche, weren't you?
No, I mean, I can't believe Arden is who came up with Tank. Is that
yeah.
what she just said? You meant
no,
what,
I didn't invent it.
No,
I remember,
she just remembered the first time she heard it.
I couldn't. It was like the skies opened. It was a heavenly, beautiful day.
The boy trying to impress you with his knowledge?
Yeah. And I remember, I couldn't believe I'd never heard it before. It was
how
like,
old were you? When was this?
I think I was like 13.
Oh, that's understandable. That's around the teen.
This is still part of Tate's intro. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tate, has maybe a gay icon called you on the phone asking for a favor? No.
No. Never.
No matter how many times I tweet about it, no gay icons ever want happy birthday sung by me. So sad.
Thank you for being here, Jim.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was a brag. Was my story a brag? It's a brag, technically.
Oh, I guess
no.
So, but, you know, also, people seem, like, pretty relaxed about it. Like, I don't think this is, like, the Lil Nas X crowd, necessarily. But they all sort of appreciated it. Like, yeah, that does seem weird that he would be a fan of Alvin and the Chipmunks.
It's strange, right?
Someone would call you in a panic trying to get you to do that.
Yeah.
But you'd never hear from him again. Yeah. You should at least call that assistant and go, nothing?
I thought, was that desperate if I check in and say, how'd it turn out?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think it's desperate.
I definitely would have.
It's how the story ends.
Like, oh, okay. Everything was okay.
Because you might find out he hated it. It'd be an even better story.
You should have been like, oh.
He was a little disappointed.
You're like, oh, my phone sometimes screws up. I don't know. Did that go through?
Yeah, he got the video and was like, oh man, I was thinking of Smurfs.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Someone to Lil John too. Someone to Lil John. I want to make sure you got yours.
Before we get into playing some games today, I've devised some fun games for everybody to play, and somebody's going to win that box over there, which now is starting to look like, you know, we should evacuate the room, because who put that there? What's that box doing over there? But we'll start with you, Arden, because you're taking a big sip right now.
Okay.
You're refreshed and ready to go.
I'm ready.
I like everybody to recommend a movie, so could you please recommend one movie that you think people should check out?
Okay. I will recommend, because I got nervous, because I remember that you often ask what the last movie was.
Right. That question proved to be too hard for people.
Well, I'm going to then have one and the same be the last movie that I saw I would also recommend.
That works out perfectly.
It does. It's a win. I saw that movie, The Worst Person in the World. It was it was nominated for an Oscar. It was like a foreign movie. It was really good. It was sort of like this woman like sleep. Did you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Yeah, but I also couldn't describe it.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe
it. She's not this lady. She's not that bad.
She's not so bad.
She's not the worst in the world.
No.
No, I know way worse.
Maybe the worst, like in her county or something. But let's get crazy.
I've worked with way worse people.
She's the worst on her block.
Yeah.
She wasn't that bad.
No, not really. But
it was enjoyable viewing.
I feel like some nuances were lost on me because of the, you know, you spend the whole time reading the subtitles. And
yeah, I got tired.
It's exhausting.
I was in the Haunted Jazz Cafe, so luckily I had a ghost as company. It read it out loud to me.
But that's a good recommendation, though, because if people haven't checked it out, they might...
It was good.
They might like it. Like, it was very popular, like, film festivals and stuff.
I liked it. It was fancier than I would normally. I normally like a Fast and Furious, so, like, that was stretching up as, like, real highbrow for me, so it was fun.
It doesn't feel like it's going to be a crowd pleaser, and then it sort of is.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't mean to be bougie. I would recommend every Mission Impossible ever. I think
Tom
Cruise is an incredible. I think he's the best action hero because he's insane and he actually will jump out of an airplane. Like, do yourself a favor and rewatch every Mission Impossible ever. I think that's a fun.
All right. If I had a gavel, I'd use it right now. Next up,
it's an over defense. It was fine.
It was so fun.
A lot of people are saying that's the Tokyo Drift of art films.
What do you got, Jay? Can you recommend?
Like, there's not going to be a new movie, right?
A movie. It could be from whenever, just something you think they're not going to be mad. You know, they're not going to be mad if they watch it.
I always tell people to watch Out of the Furnace. I think
it's one of
the movies I've ever seen with Christian Bale.
Yeah, it's intense.
Very intense. Yeah. Do I explain what it's about?
I want to feel like it's got is Sam Shepard in that?
Yes.
Maybe.
Those are two intense guys.
Yeah, and it's they're fucking working in a steel mine, so like there's like...
Yeah, Casey Affleck and...
Three intense guys.
And Woody Harrelson, Out of the Furnace.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that's a sleeper. Like, I think when people watch it, they really like it, but, you know, it didn't get much attention when it came out.
Yeah, it really didn't, but I think it's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
All right.
But it's got everything. It's like Jersey Mountain people and someone coming home from war.
Out of the Furnace sounds like it's about a gay guy coming out of the closet, but he's pretty mad that he had to wait so long. So he's just
a steel worker.
Fucking furnace.
It's nowhere near as fun as that.
Well, thank you for that, Big J. Little J, what do you got for us?
I recently watched Little J just saw In the Name of the Father. I hadn't seen it in years since it came out.
In the Name of the Father.
I know, another intense one, I guess, but now you got me thinking, yeah, God.
Yeah,
it was so good.
Like Pete Postlethwaite
and Daniel Day-Lewis. It's a true story. It's amazing. Safe Men too. I rewatched Safe Men.
Wait, are you changing your answer already?
Oh, we can only do one.
Yeah, you just got to recommend one movie.
Sam, I'll do Safe Men.
And then you go on the record, and it goes to the to the Hall of Congress.
Who was in Safe Men?
It's underrated comedy.
It's such a great movie. John Hamburg wrote it, directed it. Sam Rockwell, Steve Zahn.
Yes.
But Mark Ruffalo's in it.
That's a great movie.
It's a great.
Paul Giamatti.
Little Big Fat. Maybe that's what got me thinking about it. You guys will love it.
Yeah. Okay, but your official answer is In the Name of the Father.
Sure. Yes. Or, you know,
I'll switch it to Safe Men if you want.
Switch it to Safe Men.
All right,
I like
switch
it
to Safe Men. So long, In the Name of the Father. Good luck in the future. We're disregarding you now. I like to talk to the titles as I write them down. Jeff, what do you got?
I want to say, I was going to say Safe Men.
No way. Really?
Take mine.
That's not true.
So I just recommend In the Name of the Father.
What's it about?
There's a dad, and
yes,
he's. I think the guy's trying to get a loan co-signed, so he needs his father to sign it.
His father works at the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just really, it's really touching. You root for him. You're like, this guy needs a place to live. He just doesn't have very good credit yet. He's starting out.
He helped him get the job at the bank.
Yeah.
I mean, Who started that one? Who played the guy?
Let's see. I think it was Steve Zahn and Sam Rockwell. Paul Giamatti's in it. Mark Ruffalo, like you said. Michael Lerner.
Wasn't.
All right.
Yeah, it's an excellent movie. In the Name of the Father, you guys. The guy's only got one foot that works.
He's only got one that works?
Yeah, just his left one. What else is that movie about? There's a couple of like subplots. There's a bunch of chipmunks that sing. This movie's fucking bananas, you guys. I think it's foreign. It might be from Europe. It's an excellent movie. In the Name of the Father, full stop.
In the Name of the Father on LSD, and that's what's gonna happen, I think. What's your actual pick? Do you want, really wanna?
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Yay! Love Nicolas Cage. It's such a hilarious movie. So much fun. And, you know, just doing okay at the box office, I guess. So if you get a chance to see it in a theater, I recommend you do that.
Yeah. For all you guys that didn't get tickets to Jay Show later, go to see the fucking In the Name, or what was it? Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Go see that.
Yeah. No, nobody, I think that's like a real trouble at the box office is remembering that title. And in the ads now, they're even calling it Massive Talent. I think they want people to just start saying that. Because the person inside the movie theater should be able to narrow it down if you just say Massive Talent. There's probably maybe only one other word with the word, movie with the word massive.
And it's behind.
And or
it's
talent.
Behind the curtain. Or
the talented Mr. Ripley might be playing in another theater. There could be some confusion there. All right, so we've got four recommendations, and you know, if anybody checks them out, be sure to reach out to me on Doug Loves Movies on Twitter and let me know how that worked out for you. I think these are good. These are strong recommendations. That's when the voice goes up like that. It means you're not telling the truth. There's some pretty good movies here. All right, thanks for your recommendations. We're gonna go to our first commercial break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's that. We're back! So during the break, we chatted with the audience and picked some name tags. Thank you, everybody who brought something. Arden's playing for Pete the Heat. Big J's playing for Jason Makes a Porno with his wife. Jeff is playing for Bill and Ted's Al Excellent Adventure, despite how terrible that is. And who did I leave out? Justin's playing for Kylixy Quest. For obvious reasons. I don't know if they're obvious. You ready for the first game?
Yeah.
Arden gets so excited.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then we start playing. And then it gets really exciting. We just mentioned one of my favorite films of this year, perhaps my favorite film this year, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. And I've just been kind of obsessed with Nicolas Cage of late, and so it's kind of the perfect movie to come along that celebrates Nicolas Cage. But I still enjoy playing a game I call, Who Has My Pig? Nicolas Cage made a brilliant movie called Pig, where he plays a man who's just looking for his pig. His pig is gone, he's trying to find it. In this game, I'm going to be doing the part of Nicolas Cage in the film Pig, and I'm going to ask various famous people if they have my pig. Each round is a different famous person. First person on stage who guesses who Nicolas Cage is accusing of having his pig wins a point. You can all guess as often as you like. Question from Arden Marine.
Are these people that were in the movie, or have you just scripted fictional people?
You have to know who else was in the movie Pig. No, it's just
anybody.
You know, yeah,
anybody famous could
it's
have
just,
a pig.
Just probably all actors that might have some sort of connection to one another.
Love it.
Yeah, that develops as the game goes along. Any other questions, gentlemen?
Nope.
Get ready. See. Jeff and Big J are the real competitive ones. Oh, Arden's competitive too now. But Justin keeps the mic away from his face.
Oh, no, well.
In a way that says, I don't think I'm going to win this.
Yes. Oh, really thin slice.
But why give yourself that extra handicap? You just got to be on it and ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Shit comes at you fast. Also, my impression's not good. Where is it? Okay. Do you have my pig? I can't believe what you've done to Johnny Depp.
Amber Heard.
First, you give him scissors for hands.
Johnny
Tim
Depp.
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton.
That is correct.
Okay.
What'd you say?
I said Johnny Depp. I get so excited.
It's so weird.
So all right.
Congratulations, Justin got it first. And then he was going to go on to say, you give him scissors for hands, and then you turn him into a demon barber who has hands for hands. All right, you get how this is going to go. Congratulations, Justin.
So weird. I drove behind a Tesla today, and it said that I love vanity plates and trying to figure out who would get a plate like that. And it said Bat Pack. Bat, like the animal bat, and then P-A-K. And I thought for a second, well, that could be Tim Burton. Bat Pack, somebody who is known for, I don't know, I tried to drive by them. They looked like an actor. They had kind of like an aging actor face. Bat Pack, a fancy Tesla, I don't know. Anyway, we can cut this out, right? We can cut that last little sign. Bat Pack. Look at it, look for it. It's a thing. Blue Tesla, it says Bat
Pack. That's it.
Pack.
No, you're right.
Okay, here we go, round two.
That's right.
Will you help me find my pig?
Sounds like Tim Burton.
It's just like,
yes.
Tim Burton's he's really in trouble with his pig.
Will you help me find my pig? If I found you tied to a radiator by Sam Jackson, I would set you free.
Oh, Christina Ricci.
Any day of the week but Wednesday. Yes, that is correct. It's Christina Ricci.
Oh my God, it's like she was here. You were great in Yellow Jackets.
I wonder, was he going to say, I don't know if he's going to
really
say that to her.
Close your eyes.
Oh my God,
yeah.
So good.
Oh
yeah.
God, how did you get on stage?
Yeah, that was the whole clue. We got through all of it.
Misty?
And didn't mention Yellow Jackets. Douglas movies, Arden.
Sorry.
That's why, but probably not. There might be TV clues later.
What else was
we'll
she going to say?
We'll see. But Justin is just, he's running away with this so much I gave him points in the next game already on accident.
I didn't get that. It was Jay.
Oh, Jay got that one?
That was Jay. That's right. Pete's honest. Pete's honest.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Thanks for nothing, Pete.
Congratulations.
What if I insisted it was me? What if I was like, I'm pretty sure that was me? Yeah, weird.
Pete's honest. Pete's yeah, like, cool.
That would have been really weird. It's good that you're also honest.
Yeah.
I'm just not, I'm not a lip reader, and also I wasn't looking. All right.
I'm well, too concentrate,
busy.
Doug.
I'm too busy getting into the Nicolas Cage thing.
Concentrate.
You nail on it.
So you all have to be honest about who answered first.
Just concentrate.
All right, so Justin has one, Big J has one, and here's round three. Do you have my pig?
Okay.
Oh, you. What? I'm establishing.
It's the same opening line.
The last one he asked if he would help. Would you help me find my pig?
I could listen to you.
Can you help me find my pig? It's just somebody who's lost their pig.
I could hear you do that all day and never tire of that.
Do you have my pig, Arden?
No.
Okay, I'm going to talk to somebody else about it. Do you have my pig? Did you use my pig to make those meat pies of yours, or did you use people like your normal recipe? You seem strange enough to do it. Bellatrix. Everyone should know who it is by now.
Wait.
I can never remember her name because she's got three of them.
Helena Bonham Carter?
That is correct.
Who is it?
Helena Bonham Carter.
That's why she sounds so much like Tim Burton, because they live together. They probably just morphed their
That's
voices.
Right.
Yeah, they were together for a second.
Two lovers become one vocally.
All right, Justin does it again. Kidding.
Clean sweep.
Justin, your things are great.
Also loved his recommendation, the Nicolas Cage movie. We all have to see.
What's that?
No, I'm kidding. I've stolen everything. Like I'm responsible for his recommendation.
Round four.
Okay.
Hey. No. See, that one started different.
Yeah, it's great.
Hey. Starts off with, hey.
I love this vocal quality.
He's taking a softer approach on this one. He's being less accusatory.
He's not as upset.
He's trying to learn from his previous interrogations.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Did you see my pig?
Does he,
Did you happen to notice my pig when you were singing on top of that piano, Miss, or should I call you Selena Kyle?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
AKA, that is correct. Justin said that one that time?
Yeah.
Holy shit, it's 2-2.
Fabulous Baker Boys?
Yeah, that's the first reference. And then the second one, of course, is Batman Returns. At the end of that one, I was just going to have Nicolas Cage yell, "Dangerous Minds!" For no reason. Okay, this is exciting. Jeff and Arden, sit this one out.
Okay, great.
We got a tiebreaker on our hands.
Kyle.
This one is just crossed. Between Jay and Justin. Big J versus Little J.
The ultimate showdown.
J-down.
I really like to pump up the excitement levels on this thing. Here we go. Oh shit, we gotta...
Let's go, Jay.
Excitable.
Which somebody are you talking about?
I need to know.
That's a positive person. Either Jay.
Do you have my pig, Tim Burton?
Tim Burton.
That is correct.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Well done.
He's a film buff.
The listeners know that the last one, every time I just blurt out a name like that to see what'll happen, because everybody, sometimes they don't answer at all because they really don't know what the, why I would just say the name
it's
like
low
that.
Low hanging fruit. It can't
it's, be. Yeah, it's crazy, but Jay figured it out calmly. Just looked at me and said, Tim Burton. It was magical. That means you won our first game. You know what that means? You get to go first in our next game.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Very, very exciting prize. Also, did you say, I normally tell everybody not to bring anything for the prize bag anymore because I always just bring a bunch of stuff and, you know, consolidate the moment. But did you say you brought something?
Cause I did.
Because I forgot to tell you not to bring something.
I brought a pair of game-worn knuckle gloves.
Yeah, see, I knew at least one weirdo would be excited about it. Are you even in the running, the person who's excited
yeah.
about it?
It's okay. The guy whose wife he's going to bang.
Okay, all right.
He's going to wear them.
Oh, my God, yeah. Wow. Finally, some
that's our little
used knuckle gloves in the bedroom. Spice things up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
And they make their sweet porn.
Yeah. So make sure that you get those to the winner today. And
I believe you would wear them. You would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's
agreed.
Into it. He's excited
really?
About it.
Agreed.
They're going to be his sleep knuckle gloves. Which everybody should have. It's time to play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Oh, this is hard.
People love this game.
You're going to
so
kill
exciting.
It.
I say the tagline from a motion picture. And you just have to guess what movie it's from. It's very high difficulty level on this one because a lot of movies with a lot of very generic taglines. You just have to guess what you think would apply and you know maybe get it right. There's always a theme involved at some point that people might figure out. And we're going to start with Jay, and then we'll go to Justin, Jeff, and then Arden. So Arden, you may get to hear three wrong guesses before it gets to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, could be a good position.
I guessed Johnny Depp during
I did catch that when that happened.
I felt like I was going to get deducted, so I need a little leg.
No, I'm pretty sure there's no deducting.
Thank you.
It's, you know, I'm just trying to hold up the champion and everyone.
Thank you. We're all doing our best.
Yes. So this is for Jay and Jay alone. One guess. What movie do you think has the tagline, Battle Royale? Just two words. Battle Royale. No cheese.
Is it the film Battle Royale?
I've done weirder things in these games for a laugh, but that is incorrect.
Okay.
But that was, you know,
Terrific guest, especially after what you just went through. The man comes to play. You say you've never lost on this show.
I don't think so.
That's quite a record.
I usually
crowd's pretty stoked on it.
Yeah. No, people are losing their minds. Like, these guys never won. I thought Sam Levine never loses. Well, Sam's been on a lot more shows, you know. Yeah. Jay hasn't been on it a lot of times, but the five or six times he has, he says he's been the victor every time, and I have no reason not to believe it. Yeah. So we're on to Justin, Battle Royale.
Battle Royale. I guess maybe King Kong, a King Kong movie. King Kong versus somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. King Kong versus no.
Might as well pick somebody.
Yeah, Godzilla.
Okay, King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
I mean, who else would King Kong fight?
I don't know, I was thinking Mothra, King Kong.
Did you ever see King Kong versus Joe Pesci?
Yeah. King Kong versus my left foot.
I bet King Kong wins that one.
Rolling Stone said it was amazing. Royale.
It's a good foot, but I don't think he could take King Kong with one foot.
That's true. Even 2 feet, even if both of his...
Okay, Jeff, what do you think has the tagline Battle Royale?
I'm going to guess Face Off.
Great guess.
Okay, I guess that's sort of a Battle Royale. Give me my face back.
Yeah.
I'm looking for my face.
Where's my face?
Where's my face?
Have you seen my face? Excuse me.
Did you take it? I think you took it at one point.
Have you seen my face?
I got this other face.
I'd rather have Nicholas. Which face, just aesthetically, which face would you rather have? Travolta's, or if you had to choose one of those faces.
What year?
You gotta pick
that year, the year. It's a good question.
What year?
It's a good question.
Now, yeah. We're doing it this evening.
I think
which one of their current faces would
that
you rather
year,
have?
The year it came out, whatever year that was.
It's not magic. We can't go back in time. You get of their faces tonight.
Okay.
Oh my God, okay. I have to grab
one of their faces tonight.
Tonight.
One of their faces tonight. Who do you
think? Tonight,
pick?
Right now, yeah. I'd have to go.
Those guys have experienced every hairline imaginable.
So including each other's.
They should have just called it Wig Switch and not fucked around with the special effects so much.
Oh, the hair people on that movie must have been like, wait,
we should just call it Wig Switch. I'd have to go Nicolas Cage's face tonight.
Yeah.
That's correct. Arden gets 1 point.
I'm going to look great.
Jay, what
it's
face would you like to have?
Very successful pilot season.
Okay, Arden, Battle Royale.
All right, is it War of the Roses?
No, but that is a Battle Royale.
Yeah.
No, Battle Royale, strangely enough, was the tagline for a motion picture called Accepted, starring Justin Long.
It's so funny, Doug. I was like, because I've never taken an edible before one of these shows. And I swear to you, I thought, I almost said when Jeff said, yeah, who else? I was like, yeah, what an idiotic thing to say. I almost said it out loud. I shouldn't have taken this edible. And now I feel the need to reveal that I am stoned and I feel so dumb. Battle Royale. It did sound vaguely familiar.
Are you on the poster? Are you like number one on the poster?
Yes, I'm like, oh, what am I doing? How am I going to start this college?
Battle Royale.
Well, because it's a line one of the characters.
You say it's a Battle Royale.
I don't say it, but one of the characters says it. This Adam Hirschman's character says Battle Royale. And I should have known that.
No? There you go. All right. Well, no one got that one, but maybe somebody will get this next one. We go in the same order. Start with Jay again. And what movie, Jay, do you think has the tagline, flooding into cinemas soon? Flooding into cinemas soon.
Wow. Waterworld?
Terrific guess. Incorrect. a fan is dismayed.
Flooding.
Dude, win or lose, I'll bang your wife.
flood.
Why isn't that a Fox show yet?
Oh my God, I would love that. I would watch that. I would get cable to DVR it.
Flooding. It's obviously an erotic picture. Flooding. I would say, what was that Noah's Ark movie?
Noah?
No. You mean?
It was Noah? I guess Noah.
Okay, that's incorrect. Jeff?
Hard Rain.
Oh, terrific guess. if I was giving points for guesses, you'd get a point, but no. Arden, I think Arden knows it.
I do.
What is it, Arden?
It's Evan Almighty.
Starring Arden Marie!
That's right!
She did it!
Hey,
she
girl!
Knows her own tagline
hey,
when she hears it.
Hey, girl! Do I get to keep my face?
No one was going to make you. I thought you wanted to switch.
No, I would rather be... I will totally...
For a day.
Yeah. Oh, one my day. God. I'd be
one day.
So psyched to have Nicolas Cage's face on mine for a day.
What would you do? What's the first stop?
I'd go right to the Grove.
Yeah. Just try to get noticed?
I'd go to the American Girl doll store, and I'd take photos with a little pioneer doll. That's the first thing I would do.
I would probably go up to people and ask if they wanted a photo.
Yeah.
And then
cable car would be a good place to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I got a fun little cable car at the Grove. Okay, so that means Arden has a point, but there's still points to be made.
Thank God.
And
thank you. Thanks, P. I needed that.
Up first again is Jay.
That's you.
Feel good.
What feel movie good. Has the tagline inspired by a true story?
It's a movie?
Yeah. It's a feature-length film that was inspired by a true story, apparently. This gentleman is suggesting Lady and the Tramp.
I'm
calling out to security.
I'm going with the theme of what I think to be happening here. Is it a small film called From Other Worlds featuring... Big J. Okerson?
No.
Oh, I thought it was something we were all in at one point.
I wish it was. But no, unfortunately, that's not it. Justin Long?
Is it... I have one of two... War Dogs?
Fuck. Can I guess again?
What'd you call it?
War Dogs?
A War Dogs.
No.
I thought you said Warthogs.
That was a terrifying true story.
No, War Dogs is incorrect.
I know it.
Jeff knows it. Here
I
we
fucking
go.
Fucking know it. It's Live Free or Die Hard. Justin was in it. That shit was true. I fucking saw it. I watched the movie and I was like, I remember this. It was on the news. You guys don't remember a guy drove a cop car into a helicopter? That shit was on the news. That's gotta be the right answer.
I'm sure it inspired some things.
Yeah, let's just move on. I got a point.
Tusk was based on a true story, right?
Tusk was
a true thing. True story of a walrus man. I think Paul McCartney was the walrus man. Arden?
I, Tanya.
Oh. Certainly inspired by a true story. They probably went with based on, or I don't know what they said, because it felt like they made some shit up in that movie.
Can I?
I felt like somebody here could have been in it.
If that's wrong, I know it's no points, but I'd love to take one more guess.
I think you're going to get it right now in the second guess.
Yeah.
What is it?
Hustlers?
It's Hustlers starring Big J. Okerson.
Oh! Oh, there he is.
I forgot I was in Hustlers. I've only done two movies. 25 years.
What did you play?
The strip club DJ.
What was the song?
The movie starts with the song Control, and then it ends, I think, again with Control. And I just say strip club DJ stuff.
Did you listen to strip club DJs?
No, but I've played one twice now, which is odd, which tells me I have a look.
No kidding.
Just wait till you get Travolta's face tonight, though.
Yeah. On Louie, I played a strip club DJ on the TV show, and then, yeah. And then those casting people called me and said, do you want to play strip club DJ again? And I'm like, yeah, I would. I hung out.
I'm comfortable in that booth over there.
I made it awkward with J-Lo. I saw Constance Wu's butthole when I left.
You what with J-Lo? What'd you say?
I said, I made it awkward with J-Lo. I saw Constance Wu's butthole. And then I left.
Ooh. What a busy day.
That's a big day.
I don't think anyone's ever said that sentence, probably.
Oh, if you were on set that day, you did.
I worked with her. She has a bunny rabbit.
Who?
Oh, I thought you were going to say she has a butthole.
Woo.
She has a butthole.
She's got a butthole. I worked with her. I can confirm it.
She told me she didn't have a butthole.
Lying. What a liar. What a weird thing to lie about.
I asked everybody I go on set with, I say, do you have a butthole? And she said, no, I do not.
But haven't you seen me when I put my head in the toilet? Don't you understand that I'm just taking a shit? Well, butthole sewn up.
That's
all right.
Funny.
Let's not get into centipede territory here. Let's do one more round.
Yes.
Where Jay's up first again, and Arden's on the board. But Jay, what movie do you think had the tagline "Nice Pair"?
Shit.
P-A-I-R.
Oh. All right, good. You try to think.
Nice Pair is like the story of some boring painter who painted pears. Who's known for their pears.
The Cezanne biopic.
Yeah, Cezanne's biopic.
Tate, I never
is called
we never a film
Nice
before?
Pair.
Yeah. No, you ever been in a film?
I was in one, but I don't remember the name of it.
Damn it.
I played a bartender.
Oh,
Nice
the
Pair.
Movie.
You don't remember the name of it?
You don't know the name of the
For
movie?
Real?
It's a real mouthful. That's what I remember. It's the unbearable weight of massive talent. It's as much of a mouthful as that.
Oh,
it's called In the Name of the Father. I was the roommate.
Yeah.
And I didn't get along with the father. That was my role. Off screen, we got along great, but on screen, no. We did switch buttholes, though. It was an experimental surgery. I got his butthole. He got mine.
Did you keep your own butthole wig, though?
Yeah. Yeah. We had to.
Would you rather have John Travolta's butthole or Nicolas Cage? If you swapped.
Jay?
It's got to be Cage. You got to go Cage butthole.
Jay's,
it's got to be
Jay's turn to answer.
Sorry.
Nice Pair.
It's got to be Cage butthole.
Shut up.
I agree.
What?
Is it Tusk?
No, but I get it. Nice Pair of Tusks.
It's a good guess.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Justin's like going through his whole filmography over there.
No, it must be.
He's like, is it going nice to be Chipwreck or Chip Road Chip or?
Nice Pair. There wouldn't be innuendo in a Nice Pair. Ball. Fuck. Balls of. Nice Pair. I don't know. Balls of Fury. I don't know.
No, Jeff.
I somehow forgot I was next.
Nice Pair.
9 to 5.
Those three women make a great pair. Arden?
I mean, all I can think of is like an Olsen Twins movie.
Oh, like New York Minute?
Yeah, that's all I can think of. They're a Nice Pair.
Oh yeah, there's three people.
How rude! That would be the weirdest campaign. Just put them on the cover. Nice Pair.
And they're like 16. Like, what did we do to you? We've made you all so much money.
It's horrifying. No, so Jeff hasn't been in a movie, as he pointed out, that we know the title of. So I decided to see if I could run past him, and I succeeded, him not catching that it's for one of his favorite movies, by my estimation, Nice Pair is the tagline for the movie, The Nice Guys.
Oh, damn it. That is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, yeah. So you were supposed
to cut out.
You were supposed to have the advantage on that one. And then for the tiebreaker, Justin, I did go back to yours with The Future is a No-Brainer.
Oh, Idiocracy.
Yes, exactly. But too late to get any points for your trouble. But good job. And Arden wins that game!
Shocking!
That means you get to go first in our next game, but our next game isn't going to happen without some dumbass commercials. So we'll be right back. Yay.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back!
Yeah!
Jeff is still here, still giving it the old college try, but currently we have Arden as our most recent game winner. That means she gets to go first in our final game of the day, one that's going to determine who goes home with that box right there. Yeah, is it going to be Pete the Heat? Is it going to be Jason Makes a Porno with his wife? Is it going to be Bill and Ted's Al Excellent Adventure? Or Kyle Alexy Quest?
Such a clever one.
Yeah.
It's a clever one.
And if anyone wants to see the specifics of what's in the box, just go to my Instagram, @YouDon'tKnowDoug. I made a little video and labeled it, What's in the Box. Yeah, exactly. From my favorite movie. Seven and if you try to say it like they spell it with the seven instead of a V, Arden.
That's right.
Have you ever done that?
Seven.
Do you spell vagina with a seven?
I do. I do. I teach sed, and I get fired from every school.
Oh, okay. Well, we both have to visit HR now. Okay. this game we're going to play right now, I'm so excited about it. I've been playing it every episode lately because I enjoy it so much. It's called The Little Search Engine That Could.
Yes.
Pretend you're into it. Yeah. I typed the word ocean into the search engine on IMDb, and I wrote down the top 8 titles that came up in that search. The most popular movie titles that have the word ocean in them, according to IMDb. There's 8 of them, so Ocean's 8, if you will. You'll take turns guessing.
Yeah.
There's 3 rounds, so you'll each get to guess 3 times.
Love it.
Person with the most points, because the higher up the correct answers are on the list, the more points you get. You get 8 points if you discern the number 1 movie with ocean in the title. 1 point, down to 1 point for number 8. Arden gets to go first, and then go the other direction, switch it around to Jeff, then Jay. I mean, sorry, Justin. You're so little.
Thanks, Doug.
I couldn't see you there.
Oh, jeez. Sorry about that, Doug.
Wait, you said they made your voice like that through with a special machine.
Well, you know, sometimes I get inspired. You say something that inspires me.
So give us, how do you sound like when you're talking as Alvin?
You have to do everything really slowly effect, because they speed it up.
Before they put the effect on
it. So everything has to be said like this. Bad actor. You just have to be a really bad actor. And the hardest stuff is to get the timing, is to do anything like sarcastic. Like, oh, right, Theodore. So it's got to be like, oh, right, Theodore. I'm really exaggerating.
Oh, man.
I know. It's, yeah.
Wow.
It's like a David Lynch movie.
People can.
Yes, yeah. Totally. Totally.
People can now, that are listening, can go back and speed that up and hear how chipmunky it sounds.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I love it. Okay. Yeah. So, like I said, Arden gets to go first, then Jeff, then Justin, then Jay, and it's really, anything can happen in this game. It's a weird...
It's a weird game.
It's a weird thing to try to figure out. What movies, you want to go for number one, Arden?
Okay, I think...
What do you think the most popular movie with Ocean in the title would be?
Ocean's 11.
It was coming right out of the gate with Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
And you know what, Arden?
Yeah.
That is number one.
That's
why going first is important in this game. You've got 8 points, but anybody can catch up to you. There's enough points available.
Truth.
For somebody else to do this. Jeff, what would you think is on the list anywhere, or hopefully number two?
Ocean's 12.
Get those points. You're going to Ocean's 12.
Correct, yes.
Is the second most popular on IMDb as we speak. Some people are clapping, yelling, good answer. And it's an okay answer. Because Ocean's 12 came in at number 6.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So you're on the board with 3 points.
Finally.
Finally, Jeff has some points. Justin?
Would Frank Ocean, would he be on IMDb?
As an individual, I bet you he would rank, he'd probably rank higher than any of the movies. Maybe that's too much of a clue. But anyway, you know, they rank a bunch of stuff on there, but I was just looking for the movie.
Oh, the movies, okay, sorry. Ocean's 8?
This guy was yelling out joke answers earlier, but now he's yelling out legit answers.
I almost took it.
So please stop doing
it. I was almost like, wait a minute, 13.
Yeah, you can take it. I mean, you know, we all know about it. It wasn't that
I know it's
brilliant of an answer.
I'm familiar with the Ocean's 8, I'll guess.
You're going 8?
Yeah.
All right, he's going with Ocean's 8, dude. He's disregarding your suggestion, and that is at number 2 and worth 7
there
points.
There you go. That's how you do it.
Smartly done, Justin. But that brings us to Jay. What is he going to do?
Can I say that this is the only game we've played where there's a severe advantage to going first?
Yeah, it really swung wildly in her direction.
I need it.
There's an Ocean's 13, yeah?
Yeah, that's what that guy's been yelling. Maybe it's just some guy walking down the street, like, just yelling Ocean's 13 all the time. And now he's in here, so this is really his day to shine. Because he's normally yelling Ocean's 13.
Down in front of the Chinese.
Now it applies. He's just hoping they bring it back or something. I don't know why is he so into it.
Was there an actor who was in Ocean's 13 but not the other ones? Maybe that's him.
Like Al Pacino.
Maybe.
Al Pacino's here. He didn't even get a front row.
You don't know.
Ocean's 13.
I hope somebody says it. That was more Jimmy Durante.
Cha-cha-cha.
Ocean's 13 is your answer, Jay. Mm-hmm. Coming in at number 5, that's worth 4 points.
Oh.
4-pointer, so everybody is in position to end up getting a higher score than Arden, unless she manages to put some more points on the board right now.
Can we go to our, is there a lifeline?
No lifelines.
Great.
Just a open sea of motion pictures that have the word ocean in the title. You can make one up. And
Dark Ocean.
I mean, that sounds like it should be a movie.
And if there's 4 more.
It's what?
I mean, if there are 4 more on the board.
Yeah. Well, what's it about? What's Dark Ocean about?
It's like there's like this body of water and like fucking shit goes missing. It is bad. And like Steve Zahn's there and he's there and he's hanging out and it's not good. And there's like a safe and there's a roommate and a dad. You're in it. You're playing the roommate. You guys got along.
Actually, I was going to say.
Only on screen, but you did not get along off screen. It was
fun. No, off screen.
They could not even be in the same trailer.
It was one of my best performances. I really hated that fucking prick.
Yeah, you did. Steve
but on screen, we had to be pals, so
yeah.
I really dialed it up.
You really did. Everybody believed it. And we did only night shoots and like the tank in Mexico, and you couldn't even swim, but they put the floaties on, and you look like a gorgeous.
That's how good an actor I am.
You're
my
gorgeous.
Character could swim, so once they yelled action, I fucking knew how.
It did. It was like watching Michael Phelps. It was so, you were like an eel.
Right? As soon as they yelled cut, I start flailing. And
it was scary. I was like frightened for you.
Dark Ocean is incorrect.
More people should really check it out. It was great. That's my recommendation. I loved it.
Jeff.
I'm glad you weren't playing a murderer.
I'm not going to tell the ending. I'm going to take a wild swing here and guess the Ocean's 11, the original.
Unfortunately, that one didn't make it in top eight. Yeah, that's what she said. Some guy said. I mean, that's the great thing about the pandemic. The great thing about the pandemic being over is a guy can now sit in a room full of people and say that's what she said, and then laugh to himself after the accomplishment.
But he looked immediately ashamed.
He did.
He looked so ashamed.
In his defense, he looked like he was upset with himself.
It looks like he couldn't believe it flew out, and then he tried to catch it, but he was still kind of tickled by it, and he was ashamed.
That was pre-pandemic Jeff.
Yeah, pre-pandemic Jeff.
He got awful tickled by it.
You can't take Jeff anywhere in 2022.
That one. That Jeff, not me.
No, this Jeff is great.
We're the same name, Jeff.
We don't have the same name, bro.
Here we go. Wait, what was your guess, Jeff?
It was Dark Ocean?
Oh, yeah.
You were great in that.
I think they changed the title for the release in America.
I was so starstruck when I met you backstage. You were so good.
I couldn't figure out why. I didn't know you'd seen it.
Oh, so good.
Do you have something else, though?
No.
He guessed.
I really don't. The Poseidon Adventure? No.
I had to really think about that one. All right. Poseidon Adventure's incorrect. Justin?
I'm going to guess is it the deep end of the ocean? Yeah. Michelle?
That is number four.
Wow.
Worth a whopping 5 points. Big J? It's like the yelling guy got put further away.
But by like one seat.
He remains determined. Like,
he is a wild card.
I'm way up here in the balcony now, but
it sounds like
I must be heard.
I feel like there's probably been a movie called Oceans Away.
I think you're right. I think there probably has been a movie called Oceans Away. Is that your answer?
By the maker of Dark Ocean.
Yes.
Brought you Dark Ocean.
A Blumhouse picture.
Brings you Oceans Away.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh.
I was going to say that or Pirates of the Caribbean, blah, 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 ocean, blah,
ocean,
blah, blah.
Blah, blah. Pearl, ocean, and the ocean.
The Pearl of the Ocean, blah, 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 Pirates of the Caribbean.
I've lost my ocean.
Okay, here's everybody gets one final chance. Arden, have you thought of anything else that would have...
It's just called Ocean.
The word ocean in it?
Ocean.
Going just plain ocean?
Just ocean.
Comes in at number eight.
Yeah! Ocean.
From 2020.
I love
it
that
was
movie.
It was a thriller.
I loved it. That's what I did all pandemic. I watched that every day in my house. You were great in it.
I've never seen more excitement from someone who didn't actually win.
What?
Yeah, you only got 1 point for that one.
But so. I got 8 for the first one.
Yeah, that's 9. Justin's got 7 and 5, which equals 12.
I hate Justin Long.
I'm right here. I can hear you.
I know. I mean, I really like him, but I wanted to win. Okay.
And is that the voice you use when you audition for the Chipettes? To be a Chipette?
I shouldn't have said I hate Justin Long. That's my audition.
Those were the signs. I don't know why. Everyone said that over.
I'm so sorry, Justin. Will you accept my apology? I behave like a real douche.
Oh,
I behave like a real taint.
No, I hate myself more, I promise.
Such a taint tonight. No. Oh, such a taint.
No, I'm the taint.
No, I was the taint of the show.
I was the queef of the show. You were the taint.
Well, okay, it taint your turn right now. We're moving on to Jeff.
Oceanside Boulevard. Have you seen it? Kurt Russell and his wife, there's a guy breaks in, they get real scared.
His real wife or someone pretending to be his wife?
It's an actress.
Goldie Hawn is an actress. Oh, they're also not married, right?
No.
They're living in sin.
They're just lovers. Illegal lovers.
Illegal.
Illegally practicing the art of making love in the same home.
It's illegal.
Gross. No,
but good guess, Jeff, but no.
Oh, damn, it's probably 9th.
It's probably 9th.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It's such a...
William Holden's in it.
I loved him.
It's a
him
fucking
that.
Solid film.
Great.
Justin?
I'm going to say oceanographer, the Jacques Cousteau documentary.
You just winked at me when you did. I feel like there was a wink.
No, I wish I had.
I wish you had. I've
been blamed for a wink. I might as well have done a wink. No.
I thought you were that pleased with your answer.
It was a twitch. It was an insecure, nervous twitch.
Oceanographer Jacques Cousteau, the movie.
Great title.
Oceanographer.
What I'm going with. Oceanographer. What about just oceanographer? That
oceanographer.
Might be, that might be a good way to go.
Oceanographer.
Incorrect.
I fall for it every time. He's done it. He does it. Get eager.
Jay, what do you got for me? Anything? I know it really worked out poorly for you that Arden got to go first.
I'm going to go with oceans.
I think there was like an IMAX documentary that was just called Oceans, but that didn't fit in the top 8 here, unfortunately. So that means that Justin Long is our winner today.
Congratulations.
I feel like a real queen.
Everybody got points, though. I'm proud of everybody. It was quite an exciting competition.
Pete.
And congratulations to everybody involved. Let me tell you what happened with the remaining answers. Number 7 on the list is something called Ocean Heaven.
I love that movie.
What's that?
Yeah, I don't know. But it was
your oceans
there.
Go to
it
die.
It was on there. Ocean Heaven. It's like a place where, you know, maybe that is the secret
really
water
good?
World, Ocean Heaven. That's where all the water world people go when they die. And they get there and they're like, it's still all water, motherfuck.
Oh. Remy Harlan is just at the pearly gates.
After discovering he has, you guys heard me said, I'm mad that you laughed at this. After discovering he has less than 5 months to live, a father tries to prepare his autistic son for life without him. And you were laughing at it. You were laughing at that movie. Yep. I'm not kidding. I'm not
got
kidding.
All the recipes for comedy.
You are. Starring Jet Li.
I am officially.
He didn't drown. He just went to ocean heaven.
Oh, 7.5.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very funny.
Wow.
Ocean heaven.
Wow.
Now all the listeners think Justin's just been looking up every answer on his phone. But coming in at number three, this one kind of describes itself. It's a documentary called A Plastic Ocean.
Ooh.
Yeah, kind of a sad note to end on. Yeah. But yeah. Those are the ocean movies. And as I said, Justin Long is our winner. Hey! That means...
Thank you, Kyle.
Kyle.
Yeah.
All that effort.
That means Kylexy Quest wins the box. Do you want to come get your box?
All those weeks just crafting.
Here he comes.
So Kyle. Look at him go. So Kyle.
He's tall enough to grab the box right off of there, I think.
There he is.
Look at him go. Congratulations, Kyle.
Kyle.
He did it. Justin, before we go, what would you like to plug? Is there anything where people should look for you? What are you doing?
Life is Short podcast, please.
Life is Short with Justin Long.
There's a movie this summer, but it's called Barbarians that I saw, and I can't wait for people to see. It's Fox, 20th Century Fox, but they're going to change the title probably.
Oh, they're good.
It's really scary.
They're the ones with the Klieg lights and the drumming, you know.
It's
really
good.
I love
Klieg
that
light.
Opening.
Yeah,
I got so
Klieg
excited.
Klieg light is very exciting.
It's good.
I don't like when they show a truncated version of it.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Play the whole thing.
I want the whole build up. Same with Universal and the Globe. And there's a
Star Wars, the first time you really saw it, was that the first big 20th?
Well, might have been.
I thought that was the beginning of Star Wars till I was like 8 years old.
No.
Like just the
that's
tape
true.
I had,
yes.
It was the only time I saw it.
Yeah.
I'm also
right.
Very dumb. That movie, wow.
Yeah.
All right, dummy, what do you want to plug?
August 13th and 14th, I'm at Union Hall in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Making
oh,
an album, so come to it, please.
That's a great spot.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. You have plenty of time to prepare. It's in August.
Yeah, you'll probably be back on before then.
I hope so. Also, check out 20th Century Fox. They're doing a lot of great work these days.
Yeah. The movie's coming out in August, so you go to your show.
Oh, yeah, all right. Catch a matinee?
Yes.
Arden Marine, what would you like to promote?
Well, I have my podcast that Doug is a regular on called Will You Accept This Rose? It's a comedy podcast about the Bachelor franchise. He was our rookie of the year last year and he killed it. And then I have a movie that'll be at the Tribeca Film Festival. It'll be a bunch of screenings called Space Oddity. And I'm doing a bunch of stand-up here and in Brooklyn. That's all on my Instagram.
Yay.
Thanks.
Yay, Arden.
Thanks, Doug.
And Big J Okerson, what do you got to plug?
Check out the Legion of Skanks, available anywhere you get podcasts. Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
Bonfire, 5 days a week on Sirius XM Faction Talk 103 with me and Dan Soder.
Mm-hmm.
And Crackle Crackle. And I'm on the road a ton. BigJComedy.com for dates to everything. I'm going to go... probably cut myself now as I learn to deal with the stress of losing for the first time here.
The first time.
It's upsetting. It doesn't feel good.
I don't like it.
It feels worse. It
does.
Feels better to win.
The pressure's off now, though. Now you can just, the next time you're on, you can just have fun.
No, right. I get huffy now. And I'm like, this place sucks.
That's why
stupid.
You just have to understand, Jay, that whenever Justin competes, it's a true underdog story.
That was good.
Yeah.
It's a real Casino Royale. What was it?
Battle Royale.
It's a real Battle Royale, not Casino Royale.
It's a real Battle Royale.
I don't know why. I don't know why when, for a while when people were saying, you're an accepted, right? I would correct them and I would say, it's acceptance. I don't know why I found that funny. And they would say, really? I thought it was accepted. And they would walk away thinking, well, it's accepted. And I always imagine a time when they discover I was wrong about the name of the movie. No, he said it was acceptance. He insisted.
Well, thank you for accepting the invitation to be here today. One more time for all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Justin Long, Big J Okerson, and Arden Marine. Now I'm going to thank Netflix and the Avalon, the beautiful Avalon. And as always, he came to America in 1914. He said it was the most beautiful place he'd ever seen.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess made.